I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Violent crime is up almost 35% through 2016 in Montana, according to the FBI. Law enforcement officials say methamphetamine trafficking is behind that uptick. So to address the issue, various law enforcement officials are pooling their resources with prosecutors to go after the perpetrators of these crimes. The effort is known as Project Safe Neighborhoods. During U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' stop in Billings last Friday, he spoke about this nationwide effort. He wants his attorneys general to target the most violent criminals in the highest crime areas in their districts. And Sessions wants them to work collaboratively with colleagues to come up with their own action plan. U.S. Attorney for Montana Kurt Almy says in this state, it's Yellowstone County, and it's meth. He says meth is behind the rapidly growing rates of property and violent crimes, as well as impacting other areas.
It is filling our jails. It is overwhelming our foster care system. It is overcrowding our treatment facilities. It's burdening our health and mental health care. And it's trapping people in our communities to addiction.
Almy was joined by Montana Attorney General Tim Fox, who said while law enforcement alone isn't the silver bullet, he has this warning for meth traffickers.
To those criminals taking advantage of the vulnerabilities of others, I have a message. You are not safe, and we're coming for you. We will find you, and we will prosecute you.
And that was what was announced at the press conference at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Billings. Almy said last month, federal, state, and local law enforcement officials began their concerted effort in Yellowstone County. As a result, 17 individuals were arrested and charged in federal and state courts for armed robbery, trafficking methamphetamine, and illegal possession of firearms. Almy says Project Safe Neighborhoods has a component that also focuses on substance abuse prevention and addiction treatment. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.